السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. حضرت مفتي صاحب، may Allah bless you and Apa with Afir and Allah take great work of deen from you. حضرت مفتي صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. آمين آمين to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Zulqaada, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, the chapter and surah name after the master Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and focus on verses 18 and 19. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addressing the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, and the non-Muslims, the Yahud and everybody. فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا سَاعَةً يَنْظُرُونَ فَهَلْ يَنْتَذِرُونَ. The hal is istifham, interrogative. Hence, what are they waiting for but the day of justice? But how will the day of justice come to them? أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَى. That it comes to them suddenly. We, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe in two qiyamahs. One is the micro and one is the macro. One is the person dies and passes away. They say a sudden death. So remember, whether it's sudden death or whether it's an accident or whatever it is, or old age or whatever illness, he or she, their qiyamah has started already. Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. So that is the micro, the individual who passes away. So he or she, their qiyamah has started already. They already gone to barzakh. That is the interspace between death and the day of justice. So that is the beginning of qiyamah for them already. And one is the macro, when everybody, everything shall perish. Chapter 28, verse 88, the last verse. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Except everything will perish except him, Almighty Allah. He was, he is, he will always be. Wal hayyul qayyum, is ever living, self-subsisting. So each one of us should know this. We must remember that we as Muslims must prepare now for the day of death. It can come anytime, only Almighty Allah knows. And we have to prepare for the day of justice. Therefore, O Muslim, that read this dua daily. Allahumma hasibna hisabi yasira. O beloved Allah, make our hisab, reckoning, an easy one. So therefore, after that, we go straight into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And death and Qiyamah will come suddenly. Remember, and that is what we are seeing today. Thousands of people, hundreds of people dying daily in different parts of the world because of war and because of illness and sickness and so forth. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا. Hence, it already has come. جَاءَ, come. أَشْرَاطُهَا, the signs of Qiyamah. Understand these two words in the Arabic language. One word is شَرْطٌ, what is سُكُون, a jazm on the ra, on the re. And then the plural will be shurutun. Wal muslimuna ala shurutim, the hadith. The Muslims must fulfill their obligations and conditions, provided that it does not encroach the sharia and the laws of Islam. One word is sharatun. Sheen ra. The ra, the re has a fatha, a zabar. And then the ta in the end, sharatun. So then the plural there is asharatun. So that refers to the signs and the symbols of Qiyamah. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, ana wa sa'aka hatain. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam referring to Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the auspicious Mubarak birth and the advent of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the day of Qiyamah, we are so close to one another. The Master alayhi salatu wasalam took his index finger and the middle finger and joined them and said, I am also one of the signs of Qiyamah to show you that I am the greatest of Allah's creation. But now we are going near, very, very near to Day of Justice. So remember our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, wrote a whole book on this, which I have, Al-Mahdi wa Ashratu Sa'ah. So the Mahdi, Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu an, and the signs of Qiyamah, the signs of the last day. So yeah, we should understand the signs are divided into three categories. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to all Almighty Allah in the entire universe. But as far as the alamat and signs go, it is sughra. It's considered as the minor signs. The zamana and time period me and you are living in is alamatul husta. So much zina, fornication, so much alcohol, so much bribery, corruption, so much murder, so many, you understand, so much jahal, ignorance, and the knowledge is getting less and less and so forth. So these are the times me and you are living in. And then the final signs, so that will be khurujud dajjal. Hazrat Mahdi will come, then Dajjal will appear. Nuzul Isa, Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come out. Thereafter, remember, will be the killing of Dajjal between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem in Lod, at Lod, L-O-D. And thereafter, remember, Yajuj, Majuj coming out, the sun rising from the west. So that are the final signs, and after that, Tawbah and repentance will not be accepted. So Allah Jalla Wala is telling human being, you are waiting for Qiyamah and you are asking questions. Hence the signs have already come. فَأَنَّا لَهُمْ. So how will and what will happen to them? إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ ذِكْرَاهُمْ. When does reminders come to them? When Qiyamah itself come, the signs come, then what will help them? How will it help them? So it will not help them because they were not sincere in their quest. All these questions they are asking about the day of reckoning, the day of justice, is just a mockery. And it is just to show that they reject it and they don't accept it. Fa'alam, know and understand. When Allah Ta'ala says fa'alam, an easy example that will resonate with you is when we were normally in private primary school. So the teacher would say, I need your undivided attention. So everybody will pay attention. Leave everything else and focus on what I'm telling you. Fa'alam, know and understand. Allah Jalla Wala is speaking about Tawheed, believing in the oneness, uniqueness, the majesty, authority, sovereignty of Him, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Annahu, that He, Almighty Allah, La ilaha illallah, la ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. Truly there is none, no deity, there is none worthy of worship except Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, as Muslims, we cannot make ruku and bow down to anybody except Him, Almighty Allah. We're not allowed to make sujood and prostrate to anybody, hayyan wa mayta. Whether he's alive or dead, remember that to any creation is haram. And we only prostrate and bow down to Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Now understand this word and understand it properly. Allah Jalla Wala is addressing him, Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wastaghfir li dhambik. You, Ya Rasul Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, seek the forgiveness of Allah, the Zambik, for your mistakes. That is the translation you will make for Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and all the prophets are ma'soom, protected from all types of vices and sin. So yes, mistakes can happen. So to show the ummah, then you make the tawbah ta'aliman lihadil ummah. Open Bukhari Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Inni la astaghfirullah kulla yawmin miyata marra. Inni la astaghfirullah sab'ina marra. I make istighfar 100 times a day. I make istighfar 70 times a day. I ask Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. So for the Master alayhi salatu salam, it is to ask forgiveness for the mistakes. And for me and you, it is to ask mistake for our vices and our sins. Remember that. And why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to make istighfar? To educate and teach this ummah. It's so important that we make istighfar. Go and read chapter 71, Surah Nuh, verses 10, 11, 12, and so forth. See what are the benefits of it. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ You, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make istighfar for yourself, for your mistakes, and beg Almighty Allah to forgive the believing men and the believing women. Did we make dua today for the ummah at large? Did we make dua for the people in Sudan, in Kashmir, there in Pakistan, there in Gaza, Palestine, Dhaffatul Gharbiya, the West Bank, the Rohingya Muslims, the Burmese Muslims, who are one of the most oppressed? So like that we should remember every day. Don't make dua only for ourselves, our wife, our spouses, our children, parents and siblings and finish. Allahumma ighfir li wa li walidayya wa li jami'i al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive my parents, forgive my family, and forgive the entire ummah and muslimah, the past, present, future, everybody, male and female, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So in dua, we must never be bakhil and stingy and miserly. Wallahu ya'alamu, and Almighty Allah's knowledge, all-embracing, all-encompassing. Allah is all-knowing. Mutaqallabakum, your movements. You're going to shop, you're going to job, you're going to the mall, you're going to meet Paul, you're going to the madrasa, you're going to the darulum. So wherever you're going, halal, haram places, everything is known to Almighty Allah. And your place of residence, where you stay, you're not moving here and there and so forth. So whether you're on the move or you are home, sweet home, in the comfort of your home, everything is known to Him. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Him. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, internationally. Today is the 21st of Zulqada, 1446 in South Africa and few other countries in most parts of the world. Today is already, you must remember, the 22nd of Zulqada. So remember that next week, Wednesday, so today is Tuesday. So next week, Tuesday, will be 29th, and then Wednesday will be the 1st. In most countries, you must remember, and then Hajj will start, you must remember, the following Wednesday, and Arafat will be on that Thursday, Eid will be Friday, but by us, Eid will be on Saturday, inshallah, the 7th of June. So you must diarize all these things here. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. 5 Jutlas killed, some of them with friendly fire, some of them with Hamas and Jihad Islami, taking them out of the equation and dispatching them to hell. We say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, a khuya jwat as a dwaya jwat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. Remember that. We're very happy about it. We have no sympathy, empathy for them, and dozens of them are injured, the haramis. So we should be very, very clear on that there. So the jutlas are making a big noise after 10 weeks. after breaking all international law. You must remember, they violated the ceasefire, Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. And then they said nothing will enter, no food, no fuel, no medication. So yesterday, 5 trucks entered and another 4 were also inspected. So 9 trucks all went in. So now that is less than what Hitler allowed for the Jews and so forth, remember. So therefore, we say the Jutlas of today, they in Israel are the scum of the earth. They are worse than the pigs and the swines and the donkeys and the monkeys, remember. All these words Allah Ta'ala uses for the Jutlas and the Jews in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 60. And Almighty Allah speaks of them in chapter 62, verse number 5. And Almighty Allah states, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ, that they are the ones, they are like animals. Nay, animals are also better than them. They are worse than animals. Chapter 7, verse 179. So everything enshrined in the Noble Quran. So we support the Houthis. Anybody causes harm to Israel and the Jutlas, or harm to America and their interests, we will support them, Muslim or non-Muslim. The Houthis have announced, breaking announcement, we are going to strike the Haifa port, and that port is designated there. We are going to make such life difficult for them, how the Eilat port is already gone bankrupt, and well, the blessing of the Houthis and the Yemenis, you see, not this Arab regime, Saudi Arabia and Emirates and Qatar and your Bahrain and Morocco, Jordan and Egypt, all Murtads, Haramis, Auladu Iblis, the children of Lucifer and Shaitan they are. So we support the Houthis, remember that. So Putin and Trump had a 2-hour discussion. Conclusion, 0. When will the ceasefire start? Remember, Putin says not immediately. I've got the advantage upper hand. I'm going to teach them a lesson. Trump announced, if we don't have a ceasefire soon, I'm walking away from Ukraine. They're wasting our time and our money and resources. I'll send all these things out in the morning by 7 upper 7. Inshallah, you will receive it on your phones. Trump announced to Israel, better stop the war, otherwise we walk away from you, Israel. I repeat, Trump told the office of Bibi Netanyahu, Netanyahu, the war criminal, you better stop the war immediately, otherwise I, Trump, and my administration will walk away from you. Therefore, the news is coming through the wires. Are the U.S.-Israel special ties ending or on the verge of ending? Question mark, you see that? Our leader, we must be proud to associate ourselves with Hamas. Al-Ghazza fiha al-Izza, Al-Ghazza fiha al-Baraka, Al-Ghazza fiha al-Nusra. Ghazza brought Izza, honor to this Ummah. They brought Barakah and blessing to this Ummah. In Ghazza, the special help and assistance of Allah is there. So we support Hamas, our founder, our leader, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin Nawarallahu Marqadahu, started Hamas in 1987, martyred by Ariel Sharon in 2004. Then after that, he goes into Sakarat. For 8 years, the Harami Sharon, the war criminal, butcher of Beirut, and dispatched straight to Jahannam, let him rot in Jahannam, the Harami. So you must remember that. So Hamas, their leader said, Zawalu Israel. Israel will be a non-entity, non-existent in the year 2027. Things seem to be going in that direction. It's not something we must believe in. It's just his opinion. Inshallah, it will happen before that or after that. But he said by 2027. So you see now what's happening. UK, United Kingdom, France, Canada, threatening Israel. Better stop the war immediately and allow humanitarian aid to go in as before. Otherwise, we definitely will take action against you. Everybody, everything is in the control of Allah Jalla Wala. Allah Ta'ala is turning the hearts of the public, Muslim, non-Muslim, and the leaders away from Israel. They can see the images coming through. And this is the first genocide that is live streamed. You must remember that. And nobody can justify it unless you're a pig and a swine yourself, you must remember that, and Netanyahu and Smotrich and Ben-Gvir and so forth and so on. Tanzania is warning outside countries, Africa and others, don't interfere in our internal matters. So there in Tanzania, that yesterday there was a high profile court case and the lawyers from Kenya wanted to come to see what really is happening. Tanzania did not allow them, said get out from here. So well done, what you want to poke your nose in our business here? King Salman, he is half in Sakarat already. So the biggest mistake he made in life was to appoint, Johnny, you know Johnny? Murtad bin Shaitan, MBS, you see, as the crown prince and so forth. So it was well engineered by America, Europe, all that. Get rid of Naif, get rid of Ahmed. Ahmed is the brother of Salman. So remember, he must be the next king. But remember, they sidelined him and he's under house arrest. And Naif is under Naif, you must remember that he's also. So like that, you must remember that, you see, Muhammad bin Naif. So he, they all sidelined. So MBS can then ascend the throne. So King Salman announced 1,000 pilgrims will become to you full Malik, to you for Khadim al-Haramain Sharifain. From the affected areas, meaning from Palestine and so forth. Then Gary Lineker, so he is a famous soccer player, retired. He was with BBC, one of the highest paid, you understand, staff on BBC. He spoke against the Zionists and so forth. And he sent out a message with a rat, you see that? And then he let the cat out of the bag. So BBC said, now we had enough. And you'll have to go now. So he separated from them and so forth. But at least he had the guts to speak the truth. So the rats and the cats, you will find them there in Israel. And worse than that, the haramis. Israel should be banned from the Eurovision. Who said so? The Prime Minister of Spain. You can see how many countries are making open public statements against Israel, the Jewish apartheid, Zionist state, and haramis, murderers and baby killers, just like their forefathers were murdering, killing the prophets and trying to assassinate them, murderers of Nabi Zakaria, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. They tried to assassinate Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. They tried to assassinate Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Biden was saying, me, I'm a Zionist, although I'm not a Jew. So what you gonna do now, Biden? You're fracking and you are dying like a dog. Allahumma sallit alayhi kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, let him suffer with his cancer. Ya Allah, punish him, Ya Allah. Allahumma jalhu ibratan lil mu'tabirin. He was the one, he said, no. The war must carry on. We will keep on supplying arms and all that to Israel. So frack, oh Biden and Blinken and Bush and Blair, all haramis, all war criminals as far as we are concerned. Get rid of the anti-Israeli teachers. You see that? That is America now. If you know America, now is the season of graduations. So they're warning the universities in America. All these teachers, professors, lecturers who have anti-Israel sentiments, you must get rid of them. If you don't get rid of them, of these teachers, professors, lecturers, we will cut the aid to the university. America, your empire is falling. You're an emperor without clothes. Trump, everybody knows you're a crazy guy. You see that? So the judges are an egoist and a narcissist, the worst president in the history of America with 34 felon charges and so forth. So that is why people don't take you serious and so forth. Let's come to South Africa, our beloved country. So Wednesday, this Wednesday is budget 3.0. Our Minister of Finance, hopeless, useless. Just like majority, the ministers of the ANC and the GNU. So the third time this Wednesday will present the budget. And this Wednesday, CR, Cyril Ramaphosa, with his four cabinet ministers, will be meeting Trump there in the White House, in the Oval Office. I went in the White House, you see, 2000. So that time is to allow anybody, everybody, you see. You go there, they take you for a tour and all that. I wanted to ask the question, but my wife pulled me back. They said, any questions? I was just picking my hand up and my wife pulled me back. I wanted to ask, because that time we saw Clinton also the harami. So I wanted to ask him, they asked that lady, she was the tour guide, where Clinton was busy with Monica the haramis. We must name them and shame them and nail them once we have the evidence. That is what Islam teaches us. They're a bunch of haramis, these people. So that is what we must do. So Cyril, what will be the agenda? Three things. That, number one, why did you, South Africa, a small little country, take Israel, our best friend and best ally in the Middle East, to the ICJ? So we'll say that they're committing just genocide. You can see it yourself and so forth. Number two, why are you making laws against the Buddha and against the whiteys? And there's a genocide going on here. That is what Trump said, and his party is saying. So then, Austin Nation also is there, the only white guy in the delegation. There's no genocide here. We are the most democratic country in the world. We have the greatest freedom of expression. We have the greatest freedom of movement. So where the hell you come with Trump and so forth and so on? And that burkis, we say foot sack to you, 49-50 of you, and any more burkis and Buddha wants to join them, or any jutla wants to join them, we say foot sack to you. Oh Lord, get out. We don't want you in South Africa. South Africa is non-racial democracy. We had enough of your apartheid nonsense here. So that is what. But Cyril is disgraced, remember. Ek Aisi Dabba Pargya, that such a stain has come upon him, it will be remembered till death, you must remember. And that is Pala Pala, thousands and hundreds and thousands of dollars found under his sofa, in the sofa there in Limpopo. So what the hell are you doing with all this here? All the stories they're giving are good fairy tales, remember. ANC is, you must remember, failing in service delivery. Yesterday, they were warning people from Soweto. You know Soweto and Lanesia are neighbors. People from Lanesia, watch out. Don't go on that highway there. There's looting and so many things going on in Deep Stuart and all these places. So imagine more than 30 years into democracy, and yet ANC can't get it right. Hopeless, useless people they are. People don't have power. People don't have water. People don't have services. So what the hell are you guys taking wages for? Remember that. Whole lot of you GNU, Muslim, non-Muslim, majority good for nothing. And that I'll tell you on your face also. Hopeless you are, majority of you. Programs today, inshallah, Aziz, Tuesday. So Mufti Hassan of America, but he's in Pakistan, will be interviewed by Maulana Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 plus of marriage. 1 to 2, inshallah, Aziz, will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Our azan at Markaz Sahaba will go around 3 minutes past 6, 5 past 6. And that is from today onwards for the whole winter, inshallah. And then the programs will continue as normal. Masaleem, we have about 14-15 minutes left, so let us fire up, inshallah.
Officer, is it permissible to read Quran near the dead body which has not been given ghusl as yet?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe death, when it strikes, then that person becomes najis, he becomes napak, meaning that ghusl is compulsory to bathe the deceased, okay? So we must remember in a case like that, that what will happen is this. So that is why it's farz kifaya upon the community to give ghusl, to bathe the deceased, the male, then the male will bathe him. Female, the female will bathe that person, the lady. And then to shroud them and so forth. All this are compulsory collectively. Few people do it, the remainder are absolved of it. Yes, people are shuhada and martyrs like you see in Gaza. Then majority scholars say no ghusl and no salatul janazah, nothing. You just wrap them up and bury them. And that is why they practice on them. Allah made them pak already, cleansed them already. And inshallah, they go straight to Jannah and paradise. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. Don't say they're dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءُ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Nay, they're alive. But you cannot perceive and understand it with your puny little brain. الآخرين، بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون، فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله. Allah Jalla Wala is giving them risk and sustenance. They rejoicing the honor Allah has conferred upon them. Now somebody's father, mother passed away. You the son, daughter. So now you waiting for the ghusl. So can you start reading Quran? Yes, you can start reading Quran, but don't read in that particular room where the deceased is. Go read in other rooms, all permissible. And that room there, you can start reading after the ghusl, after the kafan, but not whilst the mayit is lying there and is napak and najis, because death itself makes that person najis and impure. So that is the rationale. Read in other rooms. We, the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the four schools, say, Al-Qira'a lil-Amwat, to read Surah Yasin, any surah of the Noble Quran for the deceased, totally permissible, highly recommended. These Salafi pseudo scholars, they Muslim, but they Dhal and Mudwil. They serve, they corrupted, they can't speak one word against the Najdis, Wahhabis, MBS, little Johnny, Murtad bin Shaitan, because why? They pay their salaries. So they say it's bid'ah and not permissible. That fatwa of theirs is not worth the paper on which is written. I challenged them how many times. The hadith is mentioned on the authority of Ma'qil bin Yasar radiallahu anhu. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum, read Surah Yasin on behalf of your deceased. And the hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Ibn Majah, Abu Dawood. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, celebrated student Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, in Kitabul Ruh, the book of the Ruh, of the Ruh, of the soul and the spirit, page 17, mentions the incident of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. He went to the cemetery, saw and heard a person reading Surah Yasin. He told him, stop. The person quoted the hadith. He asked him, you heard it yourself? He said, yes. He said, carry on. All four schools allow it, but these Salafis and Najdis, they don't allow it. Allah Ta'ala give them hidayat. Jee.
Mufti Sahab, does the person who slaughters the animal have to mention the name of the people on behalf of who they are slaughtering?
The people whom we encourage and recommend that you should give your money to them for qurbani are two, as I told you in last night's Q&A as well. One is Hazrat Mohan Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, member of the Majlis, and we sent out his pamphlets. We'll send it out inshallah today as well. And one is here, our neighbor, just half an hour from here, the dear Jalalabad Saghir, Mufti Pauda and Maulana Farhan and all of them. So inshallah, then once I meet them and get all the details, we'll send out their pamphlet and so forth. So then you can contact them for your qurbani. So now you got 100 names, 1,000 names. So you, the slaughterer, you just say Bismillah Allahu Akbar, Bismillah Allahu Akbar for every animal. That's compulsory. No need to take names of people and so forth and so on. There's no time for all that also. So remember, once they made intention, they transfer the money to you, EFT, and make sure it is EFT, not EFF, you see. Then you will regret ever. So remember, it must go there to the proper channels, and then they will slaughter, sacrifice it for you. No need to take the names of the people by the slaughterers, the zabihin, those who are slaughtering.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible for a husband to leave his wife and children in their home at night and go and sleep at his parents' house because they are elderly and need some assistance?
So if once in a while it happens because of emergency, the father, mother suffered a heart attack or something, that's a different situation. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, the genius and the giant he was, he had, was a master, you know. The more I read about him, the more fascinated I get. He said, "Ma min amin illa waqad khussa anhu al-ba'as." You will not find a general law, a general principle in Islam, but always there will be exemptions and exclusions as well. So look at it here. So you, the husbands, every night you must be there with your wife and your children. That is what Islam teaches us. Daytime, you go make khidmat, serve your parents, father, mother, no problem with that. Or there is an emergency situation, so you go to your father, mother, spend the night there and so. But to go there every second day, every day, neglecting the rights of the wife and children is haram, it's not permissible. Your parents must get a helper. You must pay for that, you're so concerned. and then that helper can help them and so forth. Not that you go there every night, every second night, third night, and encroach upon the rights of your wives and upon the rights of your children and so forth. Definitely not permissible.
Mufti Saab, a wife wants to take her husband's brothers to court for her late husband's rights to shares in the business. She only wants to do this Islamically to save her husband from punishment. Is she correct by going to court?
Here there are three different issues. Number one is this: when a Muslim person, male or female, passes away, first is burial, funeral expenses from the estate. Somebody else wants to pay for it, you're welcome, you can do so. Second is the debts of the deceased. So whether it is your personal debts, corporate business debts, all that must be expedited and paid to the creditors immediately, not after 40 days, 100 days, all nonsense, all that is all Indian custom of your Lal Kitab from Saharanpur, Palanpur, Kolwanpur and Dabelpur and all that. Breaking poor the whole time. You must pay the debts immediately. Justice delayed is justice denied. Third one is wasiyah for non-heirs. So these beneficiaries can be Muslim or non-Muslim. And maximum amount is 1/3. That is wasiyah. And fourth comes the shares of the heirs. So this lady, her husband passed away. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. So the husband's brothers, they seem to be the obstacle. We answer the questions as they are posed to us. She went to the Maulana, she went to the Jamiat. They can't help her because we don't have executive power. We only have advisory capacity. So now, as a last resort, she says, I want the share for myself, for my children, and so forth, and my husband has written it, and so forth. But they, the husband's brother, maybe the executor or whatever, so they are delaying tactics, you see. So that is haram. And as a last resort, you have all the right, sister, there to go to the court and say, you as a wife, you want your 12.5% of your husband's estate and your children, whatever their shares are. So the permutations will differ from case to case. So remember how much percentage they get, because not everybody has the same amount of children and so forth. 100%, if you can't get joy by the Jamiats and the Maulvis and so forth, and you take them to court, your husband's brother, so you must take them to court and get a sharpshoot lawyer. They must pay the cost also. So that is how you need to teach them a lesson. 100% you must do that. We'll encourage you on that.
Kisab, what is the Shariah ruling as far as foreplay in Islam with your wife?
Before we come to foreplay, that's a hot question. When I used to teach there in Darulum, Newcastle, you know, I was there 20 years, 81 January to 2001. Sometime I tell the students, Al-Masailul Hamma. Today are important masail and issues, for example, inheritance. Sometimes they are hot masail. So I tell them, today the masail al-masailul hawa. Hot questions and answers. You see, before I come to that, all of you, and it's a reality for all of us, death is inevitable. We have to die, whether we like, we don't like. Even the non-Muslim, the atheist, will tell you one day you have to die. So Allah Jalla Wala draw a comparison for two parties. Those who did everything correctly in their will and last testament. So Islamically, chapter 4, verse number 13. So Almighty Allah teaches us, وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And those who did a will against Sharia, and they did man mane, what they felt like. So Quran says, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 14, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا. You took a greater share, you deprive a certain heir, or you decrease their portion and share. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Allah dispatches such people, executor, heirs, whoever, straight to Jahannam and the hellfire for a very, very, very long period in time. Allah mahfadna min, Allah majirna min al-nar. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And for such people, there is a what? Humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 14. One day, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you must send a Rasul. So Sahaba, who were the students, they were but amazed, astonished. They said, Mar Rasulu ya Rasulallah. What do you mean we must send a messenger, O messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Send a messenger, what do you mean? The hadith in Sunan Sa'id bin Mansur. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you don't just go in there, stay like the animals and so forth, and start fulfilling the conjugal rights of your wife. So before you fulfill her conjugal rights, al-qublatu wal-kalam, you kiss her, you speak to her, nice words and so forth, darling, poppy, sweetheart, like that. You see, all this is part of Islam I gave you. Look at the hadith, mar rasulu ya rasulallah, send a messenger before you enter and so. So what is the messenger, O messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Al-qublatu wal-kalam. So in Islam there's foreplay, in Islam there's play, and in Islam there's afterplay also. All that is part of Islam. So we end off on the warm note, you see, now today's program. So you had the 7-course meal, 9-course meal, and the last course, intercourse, inshallah, husband, wife, not other places, not with your mistress and your sugar daddy, all haram. Wala muttakhidina akhdan, wala muttakhidati akhdan. Allah mentions it in the masculine and feminine, that anything premarital, extramarital affairs, all haram, remember that. So Islam promotes chastity, and Islam promotes purity. And not al-khabithatu lil-khabithin wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat. Chapter 24, verse 26, what's happening in today's world and the media. So all that is khabith. You can see how they are breaking the family structures. So that is the aim of Lucifer and Satan and Shaitan. Allah protect us, protect our marriages, and keep us all chaste. We conclude with the dua. Allahumma hassin farji. Allahumma, our beloved Allah, hassin. Ha, sword, noon. Oh Allah, fortify and protect farji, my private part. Rawahu Ahmad fi musnadihi bi sanadin sahih. So the authentic hadith Imam Ahmad has mentioned. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.